3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Had a stutter step there for a second.
Some things are important. You want to say them twice.
That's good. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Monday. Monday after the holiday. We are recovered, hopefully. Some of us more than others. I needed to recover a full day on Sunday, but I was really not allowed to. So
how come?
Just a family gathering. And much like family, I've come to the conclusion, and this is not my own idea. This idea was given to me when I sat and spoke to someone. Mm-hmm. As many people know, that it's important to talk to people occasionally to get your feelings out there, get your feelings known. Mm-hmm. And a long time ago, I was sitting there and I was saying, yeah, when I go up to Maine and I see my family up in Maine, I'm always trying really hard, and I always feel like I'm not included. I feel like I'm a square peg in a round hole, and I feel as though, and I went on and on about this, and I've probably gone on and on about it on the show for multiple years talking about it.
What was the advice your therapist gave you?
It was she said, don't pursue something you cannot have.
That's it. That's
why
it.
Are you pursuing something you will not have? And that just screamed at me, and I think that you've probably heard it more online from people that say, don't try to fit in if you feel like you don't fit in. Because if you don't fit in, that's probably because people don't want you to fit in. And so long.
Yeah.
And so I had a little of that where, and I really have to be delicate here.
Okay.
Right? So we were invited, as we often are, to a family member's home, and this family member has kind of a new family that we were just thrown in with because, she's down there and she would come to our house, and now we go to her place, and they're new. And it's been years, couple of years, 5 years maybe, 3-4 years, something like that, where we're down there, and there's not a lot of engagement. You know what I mean? And how did I write it down? It's not that they don't want to, it's not that they don't want to have anything to do with you, but they don't really want to have anything to do with you. And my feeling is with that, if that's the case for me now, where I just, they're talking to each other and sharing stuff, and I'm just sitting there making small talk, my feeling is this: I'm out of there as soon as I can get out of there. And that's what I did. You know,
was this how your whole family was treated? Or
no,
were you just treated this way?
Well, my wife has more of a connection because it's her mom. All right? I don't have any connection because
it's not your mom.
I don't have any connection.
Right.
And I just, because of the fact that, we did a lot of content, had a phenomenal show. If you didn't get to join us for the bonus show, the TMOS cocktail show on Saturday night, you missed out on an awful lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's on the website now.
And you can check it out if you get a chance. I recommend it. It's just homemade fireworks fun. But I was still gassed on Sunday, and I just would have preferred not to. So I went down there, was polite, and then I'm like, enough.
Was it like a 4th of July themed party, even though it was the 6th?
No, it's just a cookout.
Just a cookout, okay.
And I'm polite, and there was politeness given back to me, but then,
do you feel you are invited out of necessity?
I feel like I'm invited because I am, connected to the mom.
Okay.
And that's it. And this is the way I've felt it a lot. It's like when you see in the movies, if I see a big Italian family in the movies, or you see a brother and a sister, or a brother and a brother see each other, or a guy walks in through a door and sees his family in like New York City, and it's this big ethnic family, and it's just like, Peter! Or you see TV commercials where the tears flow, or you see the return of servicemen to a classroom, and you see that. That is something that I probably have wanted my entire life, where I just want to be, and I've gotten it through wonderful listeners.
Yeah.
But as far as home life, it's I could go 15 years, walk into a room with certain members of my family, and I would get this as a, "Hello, Michael." Just like that. And
but
I'm
there
like,
are some
F
that
you.
Would embrace you, aren't
right.
there?
But he wants the stand ovation.
Really.
He
not
wants
really.
To walk in and everyone stand up, look at
no,
him, and applaud.
No, that's not true. What I want is emotion. And I want, and I, because I have emotion, like with
you
my
know,
son,
Mike,
he
New
gets
Englanders.
He gets it 20-fold. And it's like, it's because I never did.
New Englanders are very stoic, as they say, stoic, in that they don't, they're not emotional people. And you've come to Florida where you wear your emotions on your sleeve. And that's why your son gets more
what?
Love, I think.
No. It has nothing to do with Florida. It has everything to do with me and my personality. I love seeing people and getting excited and reacting to people.
What if
I
you include
seen?
Michael? Michael loves a show. What if you just stand behind the door, send Michael in first with a big introduction?
Yes.
It's not that. You're misreading me here. I'm just saying that I would love to have that kind of loud, boisterous family that reacts. I've never had that. I'll never get that. And I've always been kind of envious of people that do. That's
Mike,
the only point I was trying to make.
This Christmas, December 26th.
Yeah.
Come to my family's get together of 65 people, and you will get what you crave.
What you get a real greeting?
Yeah, everybody is so happy to see everybody, and you'd be new. They'd love you, and we get the whole family together in one house, and we you know it is emotional, like you said.
You're patronizing me.
No, I'd love to have you up here.
No, you're being patronizing, and I don't want to be patronized. I just was trying to explain.
As long as you dress up as Santa.
I was what I was trying to explain was I've gotten enough of that my whole life with my own family. I do not need to get it somewhere else.
All right.
It's just I'm having none of it. And at 66 years of age, I am having none of it. And I kind of made the statement that it'll be, you know, not that I want to be a recluse or anything like that. And I love, the guys that I hang out with. It's great. Saw an old friend from 15 years ago. It was fantastic. I don't need that, but it just sometimes it's just like, and everybody's experienced this. You say to yourself, "What am I doing here?"
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
And it's not. It's a drag.
If you were
it's
to go drag. Into a big family reunion type situation, it wouldn't have to be a reunion, but just all your family together. Who would be the one that would be most likely to give you what you want? Because I have a guess that there would be one guy that would be, and it is a guy, that would be glad to see you maybe
come
over.
You got it. You probably know who it is. But, yeah, I my cousin, Ted, would
be somebody. Yeah, exactly. That would have been my
guess. And I'm bummed that I, you know, he's somebody I actually, that came down here and I got together. And it's just, but it's, you touched on it with that New England thing. And I got it with my mom and dad to a certain, much more so my dad, where, yeah, that is a New England thing where you do not, it's like old English. You know,
you're
you
not
do
emotive.
Not show emotion. Then you'll see like a Greek family, right? My big fat Greek wedding. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, bah! Like that. And I've always thought that would be kind of cool. But when it's somebody that, you know, where I don't have anything to really connect me with people, it's an obligation. And I extricated myself.
Your
and I,
unemotional
unfortunately, my
family.
Wife let me do that, which was cool.
Your
What's
unemotional
that?
Family, are they loud? Are they boisterous at all?
No.
Or are they just all, ugh.
No, it's just, you know.
That sucks.
I mean, I walked out and slid open a door, and there were 1, 2, 3, 4 people sitting at a table. And I said, "Hello, young people." And it was all right, I'll show you the look.
Oh, well, see, I'll now you're bringing in a new factor. You're bringing age into it.
No. But I mean, they were old
okay.
and young there. I just, it's an
all
expression
right.
my doctor used to use when he would walk into the room.
Yeah.
He'd
okay.
say, "Hello, young people." And it was fun. And this is what I go, "Hey, Mike, how you doing?" And that's
wow.
and at that point, you know, it was just like, okay, well, whatever.
You
no,
have
no,
never...
pull up a seat.
No.
But I did. I walked out and I went through it. But then you just get burned out. And when you'd rather have your ass sitting on your chair, you know, and now, of course, no chair to be found. It's been removed from the domicile as of an hour ago. It's gone to St. Matthew's. So salute to St. Matthew's.
Well, St. Matthew is the patron saint of comfortable seating.
The patron saint of pit groups. But
And I'm sure a late Friday and Saturday didn't help to lead into Sunday.
No, I was spent. I was spent. And we had so much fun on Saturday night. Come on.
I was going to say, you're coming off a boisterous, lovely, good time on Saturday night. This is not the methadone you need to come back to Earth.
No, not at all.
You've talked about, feeling separate from your family before.
Yeah.
But this is the first time you've laid it out in a way that
it really does suck, doesn't it? You're going to learn something for everybody that might be a little younger. And I'm talking even if you're in your 50s. At some point when you get older, you learn this irrefutable fact.
Mm-hmm.
All families are effed up. All of them.
Oh, yeah.
They 100%. Are all effed up. And it's just degree as to how effed up they are, but nobody's normal. And then it's just,
and what you're describing is what most people deal with in-laws.
100%.
Yep.
100%. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing special. It's just I think that with a level of maturity and age comes a desire and a willingness to say, see ya. And you'll notice probably older people, when they get together at a family gathering, will probably pound sand more earlier than most people. Because
they don't suffer nonsense. You don't suffer nonsense. Yeah. I think as a kid, we suffer nonsense all the time because that's what we're supposed to do. But maybe when you cross the threshold of 50 or 60 and you realize, what am I doing here?
I will tell you.
I have said to Carrie at events before, this isn't doing anything for anybody.
No.
That's a great expression of it. This isn't doing anything for anybody. My social world right now is hanging out with maybe another couple that we get along with and just sitting at that baseball game the other night. It's a small group of people and on and done. I like it shorter. I like it to the point, and I envy people that would be like Don Rickles and Bob Newhart, who traveled the world with each other.
Exactly.
That was spectacular to have friends like that. I don't think I'll ever have that, but that's special. Yes.
Yeah, I'm like you. I need an activity. Like, we're here to do this. We're not here just to
100% I need an activity. That's probably what I'm going for. Yeah. Okay. The activity brings you all together. That's what it is.
If you were to take a couple, let's say there is a lovely couple – age appropriate in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you invite them over because you hit it off.
Right.
What would be the time parameters in an ideal night?
The last time we had a couple over here, we approached 5 hours.
You played Trouble for Money.
It was great and it was fun. But once again, having a little activity, and our neighbors that we socialized with on the 4th, because we were doing the show Saturday night, I couldn't make it over there. We were invited to play and that we didn't make that, so we're gonna catch up on that one. I think
how would that work with
so
family?
True about the active family. I'm not
what if
sure.
You showed up with Trouble in your bag.
You know what? It would be fun. You're right. Maybe that's the thought that the next time there is something, I bring my own fun, and I bring something that because we've all had friends. Who brought the party? Who brought the party on Saturday? Our own Josh Sirocco.
Of course, fireworks.
Who just did an incredible job of putting that together. And, I would never do that. Rob certainly would never do that. It's just not.
I only thought the house was going to burn down once.
It was fantastic. And we just came along for the ride. It was your show. And that was absolutely incredible. I've never seen anything like it. We've done shows where we cooked exotic meats on a grill. We've done all sorts of weird stuff, and I just want to continue to do the weird, but what made it funny is because it wasn't the fireworks. What made it funny was you setting up your little iPhone cameras everywhere.
Yes. Getting all the angles.
Including the split screen where we can say, I'm not going to go on and on about it because if you want to see it, go see it. It's at MikeOMaraShow.com.
But the point is
going inside in between fireworks to cool off.
Yes. Yeah. But But the point is, even with something like that, we have an activity planned. For every cocktail hour, we have a reason, something we're going to do here. And that's what you need at these family gatherings.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what works really well. And, and for the 4th of July and dancing around the raindrops and getting lucky, I hope yours was well. Listen, we'll have the news story in the news. I did want to say that what's got me in a bit of a funk today also is just you know, that horrible situation in Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, as somebody, we have a guy that works at a camp every year, goes up to one of these summer camps, a Christian camp, just like that.
It hit home because it was a week after.
Incredible. Incredible. And just, oh, my God. I really think that I can handle just about anything except stuff happening to kids. There's just something that's extra terrible
about
that.
It hits home once you're a parent. It becomes five times more
horrible
to you, I think.
And, you know, just the systems that we have now, it's hard to imagine how quickly it happens, but it does happen quickly. And I was going to mention this to you guys. Have you two, either one of you, have you ever been in, like, I mean really in a flash flood?
I saw evidence that almost led to one. I was in high school, and it was one of those stretches in summertime when every day at 4 o'clock we had a massive, massive thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And so the ground was totally saturated. After about a week of that, I was driving through Vienna, where I lived at the time, and the rain came, and there was at the far end, on the Tyson's Corner end of Vienna, not my end, but on the far end of Vienna, there was standing water, probably about 2 feet, just briefly.
Rob is talking about Virginia?
In Virginia,
and,
yeah.
Outside of D.C.
And it was coming like gushing, 2 feet deep, and I saw cars like move to a little to the side because it was coming through. But then, you know, it was brief and it went away, so I can't at all, you know, make it equivalent to any of this stuff.
Did you ever
but it was frightening
it?
To see it.
Josh?
I have not. I know the closest thing I remember to it is Chainbridge Road once had some flooding, and they had to close that down because a car got washed off.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Virginia.
Yeah.
But I know I had to detour around that, but no, I've never had to deal with rain or
anything
like this.
I have had, in one particular area, we all hung out in Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area. Rob knows that I used to live out kind of in rural Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and very hilly out there, and actually saw two. And then had my band guys rehearsing at my house, and one of them got swept off the road and into a ravine and got out of his car and had to, like, swim to the shore to get out of his vehicle because he didn't know how far it was going to be carried down there. It's the same exact spot where I had seen one before, and then up in another hilly area, two ways of getting to where we were going, you couldn't get out of the way. But imagine when you talk about the timing of this in the middle of the night, they were lucky to get the kids that they did get out of there. And just so fast, so rapid, so scary. So, you know, put your heart on people in Texas if you get a chance today. And it sucks. It really, really sucks. They've always terrified me. The idea of being swept down a river.
Is,
you know,
crazy powerful. You see it with the tsunamis and things like that, is that it's water. And you think, oh, it's water. But it is so amazingly destructive and powerful fast. And that, when you watch it, that's what's horrifying to me.
And the amazing part is this area of Texas, this has happened every few years.
Yeah, because
huge
of
things
the
like this.
Bedrock,
you can't,
I guess.
Right, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, the water does not go into the ground. It actually lays across the rock and just comes down the mountainside. Oof. 12 inches of rain, 4 months of rain in one, you know, short period of time, and that's what happened. So please, we maybe should get a post up there. We'll do that. Put a link where you can help people that have that are dealing with that right now. With a hurricane down here, we get, weeks sometimes of advance notice as to what's happening. With this and the lack of personnel that were at the Weather Service, they didn't get the kind of warning. I think even with a warning, it would be problematic based on the time that this happened in the wee hours of the morning. But if they had known the potential, they could have gotten those kids out and those adults out earlier. And, this happens all the time with flash floods. So,
it's just forecasting. It's just like in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, where the snow is always wrong. So they always go on the high side.
Right.
Where here, they predicted all this rainstorm. They just predicted like 4 to 6 inches and 12 came.
Yeah.
So
which resulted in that difference is what killed people. So,
correct.
You know, it's terrifying, and but it's not a time to be, you know, talking about, you know, who did what and what happened. It's a time to be just thinking about people. I hate it when kids have that that situation. Mm-hmm. Now, on a lighter note, I have a Florida wildlife update for you guys because we have a. I sent a picture to Josh. We have a new we have a new pet. He literally lives on the screen on the window outside of our bedroom. He has grown back a tail. By the way, these creatures lose their tails.
Yes, they
do. If they are chased by a predator, they will actually dislodge their tails, and they will grow a new one back, which he has. That is Artie the Anole. Artie the Anole is a that's the type of lizard he is.
Are Anole. Those the kind that can hang on your ear by their teeth?
I've never tried that.
We
I'm
had
not
a listener
familiar.
That talked about.
Go grab him.
No. We had a listener that told us that you could wear them as like earrings, and you can also hang them off your fingers.
But all I know years ago. Is this guy is there 24/7. That's where he hangs out. When I guess the light comes in and the bugs get attracted, he does 6 months or so.
No, I mean, how long is he? I should say.
He would be about 2 inches long, 2.5, 3 inches long. He's teeny tiny.
Okay.
They change color. They have this little thing that goes out.
Like
their
a chameleon.
Their little testicle sac that comes out of their necks when they're doing that.
You know? Michael sent me another picture of it.
Okay.
See?
There he is.
There All you
right.
go. It can hang on
just
an ear.
Hanging from the ear.
The Anole. The Anole right there. And, they don't hurt you. And they're elusive, but they're fantastic. And they're better than cane toads.
Yeah.
That's with their secretion, their white, ewy poison that kills dogs down here.
My secretion.
Yeah, secretion.
You know what? I would like to,
excretion,
while you're talking,
excretion.
I think secretion. While we're talking about it, I'd like to do a shout-out to the bear firework, who also had some secretion of fire. Remember?
Oh, you mean on our little
thing that we had?
Yes. The gingerbread.
Oh, yeah, but we were calling him a bear. He caught on fire on his own.
You can't catch me. I'm the stinky cheese man.
So do you see other of those, and they're called Anolas?
Anole.
Anole. Are there other around your neighborhood? Could this
Why don't we bring up some information? Because I don't know enough about the Anole. I know, many species down here, I know they are probably not indigenous. Florida is really weird with the number of creatures we have. I don't think the iguanas were here when
well,
we were
I'm told it is the
go.
It's the Florida man earrings.
Oh, isn't that one? And that's, you know, hey, dude, is that neck hair that I see?
I think that's a shadow from the beard.
A
beard.
Is that a shadow from the beard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is that another? Oh, yeah, that's just him hanging off the ear.
Yep.
But no, the
are you certain this is the same? Has already been the same all 6 months?
Like, could it be another Anole?
Yeah.
The possibility exists.
Okay.
But I will tell you, this guy is there all the time, and it is still kind of a stubby tail, so I'm not sure, you know, if he could do that. But the cane toads are a different deal.
Well, they
everybody
don't have tails
runs
at all.
From those. Everybody runs from the
Here
cane
comes
toads.
The secretions.
And speaking of the furniture that we told you about that went to the home or what
you disposed of.
Yes.
So there was a slight tear in one of the cushions that it's the kind of furniture where the cushions are attached to the back of the sofa.
That's a bad move, getting attached cushions.
Why?
Because then
you
can't wash them, you can't rotate them for wear or anything. You want to have them unattached, emotionally unattached as well, because you don't want them to be sad when you get rid of it.
This was Carla's sofa. She picked this thing out. I'm not prepared to disagree
right
with
under
you
the
on
bus.
That. She was all in on that. This was not a cheap piece of furniture when it was purchased. But I will tell you, I get that when they're a check. But you would think that that means that it's a cheaper piece. It's not necessarily a cheaper piece when they're attached. Right?
No, it's not necessarily an indicator of value or cost.
Or quality.
But it is a feature that I dislike.
I agree with you. I agree. So thanks to some double-sided tape.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, beggars can't be choosers.
Well, where was the tear under the attached cushion?
The tear was under the cushion where it attaches to the cushion. Under the cushion where it attaches to the color.
I'm pleased to know the color of this sectional sofa. Mm-hmm. What was the color of the tape?
The tape was clear. It was clear two-sided tape.
Oh, so it just looks like a shiny spot.
When I took the kids to the Mart of Wall to get a cheap fishing pole, because, you know, fishing is the order of the day.
How many kids did you have to take to Walmart?
Just took my son and his buddy Nick, who was here.
Okay.
Nick slept over... What night? Nick slept over Tuesday night with Austin,
mm-hmm.
and then Austin went home on Sunday night, and did Nick stay over? Hold on, let me see if I got this right.
This is
Monday. We're talking Monday right now.
The Friday holiday messed everything up in everybody's
All right, so the fourth evening, Friday night. Austin and Nick come back, and they all sleep over. They're in the pool about 11 o'clock just going, la, 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 la,
oh, I thought that's, where you, thought that's where you made them sleep.
So they're there, and they sleep over. Then Saturday, Nick stays over one more night. It's a two-sleep-over night.
Clearly not fit to drive.
Then you're just getting loaded, just drinking Boilermakers. And then Sunday night, Michael got picked up and stayed at Nick's house.
Okay.
Because Nick had a pond in his backyard, and they were doing some fishing.
We have a pool and a pond. Pond would be good for you.
Yeah. So it's been, I don't know how exhausted he is.
How was the fishing at the pond?
He pulled two, three in different locations. They got some cheating here. And I still am leaning on Michael to put a petition up in, Casa de los Muertos to say, in the areas that are common areas,
right,
they should allow the kids in the neighborhood, and there are plenty in this neighborhood, they should allow the kids to do some fishing.
I agree.
Florida, for Christ's sake, okay? I don't care if it offends your little sensibilities.
Mike,
come
but
on,
you know
let
what
them
the
fish.
Next the next step is, do they allow, like, lemonade stands in your neighborhood? Because if they do, then Michael will set up his fish stand.
I don't, you know, yeah.
But I
get the bash that's out of the
sign.
Chemical. Do you think? Let me ask you this.
All right.
If this kid goes throughout the neighborhood and maps it out and shows where the fishing would be allowed, not in back of people's houses, because I get that. I don't like people fishing in back of my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it at all. I hate it. But there are plenty of common areas, and he gets enough signatures on the petition. Do you think there's a chance to get some traction
100%. And then you can move forward with hunting.
And I think at the same time, when he hands them to sign the clipboard, hand them a Michael Mara Show business card.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Come on the show.
Beautiful.
We appreciate that.
I thought he should.
It's like an introduction to local politics, and all politics
and
is local.
Keeps him busy.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. You have to. The only thing is, what's key is that you show the map of where the pond is for fishing.
Now, Josh might relate to this, Rob, but yours are all grown. They left the nest, but I will say
they're all here today. Believe it or not, Julia came home for a dental appointment.
Hello,
so I've
Julia.
Got a full house today, which is fun.
Replacing in the Mart of Wall the other day when we went in there, a great joy filled my heart. The classic parent moment.
What?
As I walked by and they were removing all of the 4th of July paraphernalia.
Yes.
And
it's Halloween time.
No, they were replacing it with backpacks for back to school.
Oh, back to school.
Forgot about
Hello.
Back to school. And notebook paper.
Yeah. Notebook. That's it.
Pencil
They're
box.
Already. And by the way, the schedule came. His sixth grade schedule came out today.
And
he got the sixth grade schedule and what he's going to be, you know, up to in the sixth grade school year. So
when is the first day?
He goes in August. He goes somewhere in the end of August.
Okay.
Does he get
a pretty full summer. That's good.
Does your school do the thing where you can pre-order all your school supplies? So you give them $50, and on the first day of school, they just give the kids all the school supplies. You don't have to
I'm
do
not
any shopping.
Sure. I'm not. That would be a detail that probably
it's,
would escape
it's the
me.
Best.
So I'm not 100% sure about that. But, you know, it's just this glimmer of hope I'm sure that parents see
light at the end of the tunnel,
time.
Man. Yeah.
Now, when you're a kid, I can't think of anything that would piss me off more. Right. It's like they're putting up back to school stuff, and it's just after the 4th of July. Come on.
But as an 11-year-old, a day feels like it's 70 hours long.
Right.
They've got so much time.
Yeah.
Time for you and me. We can hear the clock spinning.
Oh, welcome to my world. Get to post 60 and watch it just go, wee, 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 wee.
But for him, that's almost 2 months. He's gonna pack so much into that.
I made the comment on 4th of July to my kids. Halfway through summer, you're month in, month out.
And now Josh, the great traveler, has now moved his way into the Carolinas. You are on the Outer Banks of the Carolinas, correct?
I am in Corolla.
Have you been affected by the major tropical system that's up there, or are you doing okay?
All I saw was a bunch of mulch in the pool, so I had to call the pool guy.
Okay.
But besides that, I'm good.
Must be tough. Are you on the second floor there with your childhood bedroom, or are you on the ground floor?
Well, this was not my childhood bedroom.
Okay,
my parents came into money after I grew up and bought a beach home.
Really?
So, yes.
So, like, you didn't grow up as a privileged child?
I did not.
You know,
that came after me.
My mom and dad, who really do what I'm doing with my kid now, that it's many moons from what I like to call the RM phase of my life, which was radio money.
I thought it was Rich Mike.
No, it was radio money. That's what it was. And then my folks, they never had a lot of money. But they never, and a lot of parents from that generation.
It was always sending you to rehab, Mike. They couldn't keep money in the bank.
They were good, like so many of their generation, in not really letting your kids know that you didn't have a lot.
Right.
I know that it was like to go to a baseball game back in the day when baseball games were cheap. It was a big deal. We had to have discussions and stuff. And I think a lot of parents of that generation did that. And so, but, you know, if my parents kind of were, you know, lived on a fixed income after that. And then my mom moved to the assisted living place, and she was able to live there in a real nice one based on the fact that she sold her home. Right. That was kind of her insurance policy. But you're saying that your mom and dad, like once you got to adulthood, when they came into some shekels? Is that what happened?
My dad was my dad was a government auditor.
Okay.
So he worked for the government. So he had a stable job the whole time. And I went to private school.
So they had enough to send me to private school. Private school because your dad was on the take? Is that how he was getting the money?
What, like government worker?
If he's an auditor, I mean, you know, move a few zeros, slide a decimal.
No, my dad was a defense auditor.
Okay,
the defense.
But he worked for the government.
He worked for the government, and so he had a stable job. It was after I was grown, after I had my own kids, that he retired from the government and became the CFO of a large medical company or something.
Oh, so it was the second his double dip did it.
Yes, it was that second career that took care of everything else.
Oh, that's awesome.
God, you are a mysterious man, Josh.
You never know,
right?
That's
not me.
You never know.
You're related to it, though. That's just a mysterious
path. Well, it's part of him being he's a hard worker and never stops working.
So it's you and your brother and I have
one brother and I have two sisters.
Oh, you have two? Oh, they're four. Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough, splitting up the pie. Do you think are there favorites that he's going to, when, unfortunately, God forbid, the time ever comes?
You are horrible, Mike.
I think we need to table it for Wednesday, but the favorite of my dad's would be his dog, and his dog Winnie. And I think the problem when he passes one day is going to be what is left to Winnie instead of his children.
So the entire fortune will go to the SPCA and in the name of Winnie.
Do you think there's a possibility that he will leave the fortune in Winnie's name but then leave Winnie to one of the kids?
I think
have to take care of Winnie until Winnie dies.
Yes, I think whoever gets the best lot of the inheritance also has to get Winnie.
Okay.
And so the question is, who does he trust to leave Winnie?
Well, for my sake, I hope Winnie is long gone before your dad. Okay.
Mike,
that's the
let's
way.
Talk
like
about
today.
It. let's just say that my dad went on vacation this week and left Winnie with my sister.
So she's doing
the first tryout.
He's in the Outer Banks with you right now.
No, I am in the Outer Banks with Camden, my 11-year-old, and nobody else.
Really? So the house is yours?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Where did your dad go?
They went to Bermuda.
Wow.
They come back tomorrow evening.
So they're living their best life right now.
They are.
Awesome. I think leave
one vacation town to another vacation town to take another vacation.
Well, what? Bermuda's a little more vacation-y than the Outer Banks is nice, but it ain't Bermuda. So, you know, you got to step
correct. Correct.
Yeah.
I've told Carla that we're going to live in a series of hostels once I officially retire.
Like the
we're
movie?
I'd like to travel. I was watching a very detailed travel log of the Netherlands. And with the world being the way it is, why are you chuckling?
Mike, make sure you send me some tulips.
Scandinavia is someplace I want to visit. I really do. I want to do that.
Part of our Italy trip, we had the conversation of where do we buy a cheap home and spend part of the year.
Well, unfortunately, once the kids are out. Your Scandinavian countries, the Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, they all are, I think they are very skilled at telling Americans, the cost of living here is not cheap. Right. There's like, stay away.
They want nothing to do with us.
We've got a plan for dual citizenship with Italy.
We can
get through a grandparent.
I think I talked to a guy that is beaten feet and
so we're looking at Italy.
There is a
with
in
dual
the Netherlands...
citizenship. Josh, are you going to stay here and she's going to go over there?
Is she Italian?
50-50. She's Italian. Yes,
she's Italian. Sure. Does she speak at all?
No.
All
she's
the time.
Like third generation or fourth generation, whatever like the bare minimum is for their citizenship.
Mm-hmm. The idea of and I think we're not alone in the idea of leaving and spending significant amounts of time somewhere not in the United States becomes more and more appealing all the time. And even the simple thing of going to a minor league baseball game and trying to communicate with people. I'm saying to my buddy Scott as we're walking in, I said, I truly believe collectively the IQ of the United States is just yearly, it is diminishing. I believe that with all of my heart and soul. I find that I am communicating more and more with anyone in the service industry, anyone that I'm dealing with, by looking them directly in the eye and speaking like this. I could you please tell me, this will be the conversation.
Okay.
I wanted to, and my buddy Scott wanted to have on the 4th of July, because we're celebrating, a real drink, not a beer from the ball game. And I went there, and this was what I said. I said, is there anywhere we can get a real drink? And behind the counter, a real drink?
That would confuse me also. I'm sorry. Yeah, At a ball game, that would confuse me.
Well, I know your voting record. So anyway, that's
wouldn't
the thing.
Confuse but, me. I know what you meant.
But you're at a ball game. You're going up and asking a hot dog boy.
I know. It was about a 50-year-old lady. So I said, an alcoholic drink, a mixed drink.
Yeah.
She's like, mixed drink. An alcoholic beverage with real booze in it.
Oh, boy.
It was three times. I am looking at her directly in the eye, and that's when I said, it's becoming harder and harder to really just communicate. Have you ever, for example, back in the day, I guarantee you 40, 50 years ago, you would walk into a store or call a restaurant or call a shop and say, can you give me directions to where you are? And they'd say, yeah, you go down to Main Street. Hey,
right.
Try that now. If they don't have a phone in front of them, they're not going to be able to do it. It's the dumbing of America.
Yeah.
We have more information. We don't have any more knowledge. Period. That's
value.
The way it
that's
goes.
It. That's
in my
true.
Humble,
yeah.
well,
in my
right,
humble
right.
opinion.
Because your brain is now moved into your pocket instead of your head.
Yeah, all the way. And so the idea of spending somewhere nice. But
did you find a real drink?
Yes.
Because now you've got me thinking, if you asked me at Camden Yards, which I know like the back of my hand, I couldn't tell you where to find a real drink.
Josh, I'm glad you asked because it was referred to, and I think I mentioned it on the 4th of July show. Mm-hmm. It's called the Third Base Bar. And the Third Base Bar was, there it was, real drinks. Only the first margarita that
if
we got in a bucket.
Behind home plate,
Yes.
Is this bar to the left?
This stadium.
Hey, he got the right direction.
I believe, Rob, it's called Lee Health Park.
Yes.
And this play in home, the spring training home of your Minnesota Twins.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. As much of a Red Sox fan as I am, our stadium down here, our spring training.
JetBlue? I like JetBlue.
JetBlue sucks. JetBlue is a big concrete, nasty Spartan with a bad announcer that beat me out by one vote.
You took me there. I didn't find it all that impressive.
And he's got one of these voices that's like back here because he's got to use it all. The batting third, Dustin Pedroia.
And he's still there, which I knew he'd be.
Of course.
I knew this effort would be there. He'll be there till he's 97. Now, would I have kept the gig? Of course I wouldn't have kept the gig.
No, you'd get tired
of it. I would have done
it
for maybe a year and a half.
Not even that.
Half a season.
Half a season. I wouldn't have
done it. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching the All-Star break, and this is my chance to say goodbye. Mike O'Mara, so long, everybody.
So long. Listen, we got other stuff coming here. We got to move along. We got to move along, folks, because there's more Mike O'Mara show coming on the way. And sorry for my downer opening, but I felt
that way. Does the announcer at JetBlue, does he have any like signature phrases or anything, or is he just black?
All I know is like when I first, this is how long ago that I auditioned for that gig. Dustin Pedroia was still with the Boston Red Sox, and his thing was Dustin Pedroia. It just didn't work, and it was like his big thing that he did.
He's an ass.
We got more show, but first I want to tell you all about Woohoo. I had a great holiday weekend. Not only did I hit the pool, I also took a dip at my son's secret fishing hole. It was great with a big rope. A rope thingy that I hung
a rope
on.
Swing?
A rope swing, thank you, mostly because I ditched my old swim trunks. That's right, I swam in the nude. No, I did no such thing.
No.
Now I've got something comfortable, versatile, and built to last. This episode brought to you by Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. If you're heading to the beach or have a vacation coming up, pack their breeze knit line trunks and say goodbye to mesh linings forever. That mesh is a mess mat.
That's
mesh is bad, but Fair Harbor trunks are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you've ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try. Millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews. Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. You can match me and Josh in our orange meshless suits. That sounds like we're just walking down a boardwalk somewhere.
Yeah.
Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great short shirts, and the best hoodies ever. Head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS and use our code for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, clothing.com/TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. And make sure you use the promo code TMAOS, so they know that the TMOS crew sent you Woohoo. All right, we got some news coming up here. I'll get the bad stuff out of the way first.
Thank you.
Look, crews are still trudging through debris, and they waded into swollen riverbanks on Monday. The search continues for victims of the catastrophic flooding over the 4th of July weekend that killed more than 80 people now. That number probably still going up in Texas. Just a terrible disaster, including more than two dozen campers and counselors from an all-girls Christian camp. Mm-hmm. With more rain on the way, the risk of more flooding was still high in saturated parts of central Texas. The Associated Press reports authorities are sure that the death toll will rise as crews look for the many people who are still missing. The floods, among the nation's worst in decades, swept away people sleeping in tents, cabins, and homes along the river in the middle of the night on Friday. Nobody saw it coming. Terrible, terrible situation. And our hearts go out to all of those people. And, you know, just think of them if you want to donate there. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce that they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products. IQ Bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, the Salted Caramel Chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar. Of course, products co-created by a Michelin star chef are going to taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ Bar, I feel amazing. Yes, I love them because they love me. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ Bar's amazing offerings. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Remember, text TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. Plenty of places where you can, and we urge you to do so. So moving to a slightly lighter, lighter topic here. Jurassic World Rebirth, saw it, loved it. It has outperformed expectations at the box office in its opening week, with the latest installment of the franchise recording over $318 million in revenue worldwide. And now, a tribute.
Beautiful.
My favorite part, that last
note. That last part.
We always have to play it to that.
Mike, do you have your name on the picture of the for the poster yet, where it says Mike O'Mara says great film?
Not yet. You know,
it really should be right there.
I usually get it. It runs a week late. I get a call from the
people. Yeah, it'll be under Mark S. Allen and Kevin.
And they say Regal would like to thank you for that review. Enjoy your complimentary mini box of Milk Duds. The film opened over the 4th of July holiday weekend in North America, releasing into U.S. cinemas on Wednesday. That's a standard tactic to boost the opening figures. The film grossed more than $147 million over 5 days, Wednesday to Sunday,
no expense
in the U.S.
spared.
And Canada, and recorded $171 million in the rest of the world. That's a biggie. So,
that's a blockbuster, Josh, as we have discussed in the past.
Yeah.
So what it is, man, is
Mike
dinosaurs.
Sold me on it.
Well, I just thought the story was good, and I like the real chops from Mahershala Ali and Scarlett Johansson. They were good actors.
I did see that Superman comes out this weekend, and thought, oh, I should probably go see that one.
Oh, that one I'll miss. I don't want to go to all.
I figure someone's got to go see something that at least is supposed to be a blockbuster.
It's a blockbuster.
Superman.
Yeah, you'll pick
up. Can I just watch the Christopher Reeve one? Does that count?
You could use. We could use you picking up a little slack on. You know, with Fireworks Boy here, maybe go.
Don't
to a
divide
movie,
and conquer, Mike.
Go to maybe go to something that maybe you don't like. Something you don't like.
I think for the summer blockbuster schedule, we should have divided up all the movies and just assigned them to the three of us.
I am fine.
So that every time one comes out, one of us can review it.
Can we get a list of the summer blockbusters if there are multiples of?
Sure.
I'm more than willing to do that and throw it into a hat. Are you willing to do it, Rob?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. All right.
I mentioned to Josh yesterday, have you by any chance happened upon the Amazon Prime offering entitled Heads of State?
No, is that a comedy?
Yeah, it's stupid in the best possible way. I think you would enjoy it.
And any actors we would know?
Oh yeah, John Cena plays the President of the United States.
Oh.
And Idris Elba is the Prime Minister of England, and they have to escape together and save the world.
I don't know. That's
Mike,
a pull.
I got to tell you, I didn't turn it off. I enjoyed it. Lots of good boom, boom.
You like comedies more than I do, I think. You.
Well,
you
this
have
was
a...
an action adventure comedy.
Rob did text me yesterday saying, this is really bad. You need to watch it.
That's the reco between you two.
Oh, it's totally a sell on me. I was too tired yesterday. I didn't get to it.
He'll see
Veteran actor. Oh, let me hit my thing if it's
Please.
Not too loud. There, go ahead. Come on, play it. Play it.
There it is.
That's still too loud. Hold on.
Well, if you play it loud, the news gets bigger.
Veteran actor Michael Douglas, a two-time Oscar winner who starred in classic movies, Wall Street, Fatal Attraction.
Romancing the Stone.
Romancing the Stone, way back in the day with Danny DeVito and Kathleen Turner.
Good morning.
He says he has no plans to act again unless something special comes up. He says, quote, "I have not worked since 2022 purposefully because I realized I had to stop," the 80-year-old told reporters on Sunday at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival in the Czech Republic.
I was there and did not see him. I don't know where he was.
He was celebrating the 50th anniversary of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. If you've never seen it, that's an oldie but goodie that holds up. Go check it out.
Do you know his connection to it?
There's a movie for Rob.
Oh, yeah.
It's lovely. His connection to it is many years ago, before it was made, his father, Kirk Douglas, optioned the book and tried for many years to get it made with Kirk playing the lead, playing the Nicholson part, until he got too old for it.
Ken Kesey, the book? Was it a Ken Kesey book?
I think so. It sounds right to me.
Might have been.
But so when it finally got made, Kirk Douglas was too old to play the part, but he still, I believe, held a producer credit on it.
Michael Douglas says, "I have been working pretty hard for almost 60 years, and I did not want to be one of those people who dropped dead on the set. I'm very happy with taking the time off." And at 80 years old, I believe we can all give Michael Douglas
a free
pass.
But his dad lived to like 120.
Yeah, so I think if he's still playing, I think he's out down there, like in that island paradise he has, still playing golf, and that's like a salute. You've done a fine job. I appreciate that. And
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, doesn't need to kick that sex addiction.
And he 80. Also, he had some disease or something about
Well, friend of the show, Joey Chestnut, reclaimed the mustard belt for the 17th time at Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. Oh, by the way, you know what I never asked you, Josh? Did you ever drill out the center of the hot dogs and try one?
It was perfect. It was wonderful.
Oh,
perfect.
I got to do it. I must have told 15 people about that.
I'll tell you.
Because it was so cool.
You drill out the hole and then you stick the condiments in,
yes.
When you shove that hot dog in, it wraps all the condiments around it. It's perfect.
I'm all in.
I
want
to
do that.
Mike, would you like to see some footage of Chestnut gobbling?
Let's do it. It's all only right. One time a year. I'm not a big eating fan.
4, 3, 2, 1. Go!
Yeah, he just did one, right?
What's that?
He just, they're like off. That first one was one. I mean,
yeah, you know, before we get going here, Jeremy, I just want to say, I recently read Pete Hamill's book, Downtown. He discusses a certain thing called a New York nostalgia, and I'm feeling a real New York nostalgia right now. I'm looking down
are
at
you?
The stage, and I can literally see Morty Matt's.
Shut up, God.
Here's the announcement of the win, Mike.
Worse than the color commentator on something that does not require a color commentator? You know?
You got to put something there, because what you don't want is the sound of everyone chewing.
I would like that.
Rob and I would like that,
a
Josh.
Close-mic'd mouth?
You have just a... Just make it as gross as you possibly can.
Mike, put all the contestants in the old Monday Night Football headsets with the big, big cans and a mic right in front of them.
Oh, my God. So
and Mike,
nasty.
Here's he winning the award here.
Okay.
The winning.
Let's take a look at him. There
and
he is.
In second place.
And this ass with the hat.
46 and one half hot dogs and
oh,
lunch.
He blew him away.
Yeah. Oh, it's
from
not even
Chicago,
close.
Illinois, the great. Patrick Bertoletti.
The great.
Oh, yeah. There's no great when you're that far behind.
No.
What do you think their colons are feeling like right now?
But oh, here, he's shitting his brains out.
Quiet of talking, still of motion, content of wearing. Shy of a god, perhaps, but more than a man.
You know what? Forget it.
Yeah.
I think that's the same guy that announces the groundhog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
terrible.
Different hat, though.
Yeah, 70 different hat, and a half. Same speak. Yeah.
70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes. He didn't beat his own personal record, which he set in 2021 with 76. Quote, this is Joey, "Man, I wish I didn't need a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. My goal was 70 to 77. I really wanted a little bit more. I know it's going to get harder and harder to break records. I'll figure it out." Joey still won by a landslide, though. The second place winner, we saw him before the guy started talking, only managed 46 and a half. So, I mean, he lapped him.
Yeah. He could have stopped 25 dogs ago and
absolutely.
Still won.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if Joey just ate 50 and then stopped?
Did one of you or both ahead. Of you mention that you watch Love Island? Is it?
Oh, no.
I've watched way too much of Love
Island. You've taken a peek. Love Island USA contestant Sierra Ortega has left the villa. Days after past
Did
social
media. Did she ever meet the past owner of the Washington Redskins, Jack Kent Cook?
Yeah, the villa. Yeah, Sierra Ortega. Is that what you were looking for?
That's what I was looking
for. She has left the villa days after past social media posts using a racial slur surfaced online. The Peacock reality series announced a week before the season 7 finale that Ortega, 25 years old, she had left due to a personal situation, leaving fellow contestant Nick Van Steenbergy officially single. Do you know any of these names, Josh? Anybody familiar to you here?
Unfortunately, I do recognize the names.
Okay.
I only watch one show on Peacock, Mike, and that's Happy's Place with Reba McEntire.
Oh, absolutely. Now, every week. It's fantastic.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
Now, I am way behind on Love Island because I only watched like 14 episodes.
Well,
and
seems
what they
a
do
lot.
Is yeah. they do this show goes every night. It's like an hour every single night on Peacock.
Ortega used a racist slur against Asian people. Ooh.
Oh, Ortega.
Yes, she did.
You mustn't do that.
Including one as recently as 2023, according to People magazine. She's only 25, so she's been a bigot for a long time.
She has.
You know. Well, I'd the like climate, to... right? Don't you think the climate is more well, and I... for bigots now that they can yeah. slip up, right? Well, I like that they get called out.
They also, and it was episode one or two, they just removed someone in the middle of the night. And just took them away, didn't address it at all.
Yeah, the producers don't do that. It's horrible.
That's how they used to fire people at WJFK.
They just remove them in the middle,
of the night.
No, it was the same thing. It was for a racial slur, and they just took her away, and the contestants woke up, and one was gone.
Where's she gone? She's gone. She's not coming back.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, where's Chip? He doesn't work here anymore. I don't understand.
Do they have challenges on Love Island? I mean, what do they do?
They simulate sex. And try to get people to hook up with different people and then the girls to fight and get mad that one girl's hooking up with the same guy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, the average, what is the average of the female talent on the show as far as the quality of female? Is it closer to 10 or is it closer to 5?
It's closer to 5. It's a good 7.
Oh, okay.
6, 7.
It's a Manassas 8, Mike.
It's a 20-25 diversity spread.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. That's interesting. Finally today, do you smell that? The Brazilian butt lift, BBL, as they like to call it.
Was one of the challenges.
The Brazilian butt lift surgery is a procedure that enhances the size and shape of someone's rear end through a fat transfer.
Yes.
It is often considered a dangerous procedure by experts since there is a possibility of death, infection, and more. Hold on a second. I don't know what's wrong with me. Now I'm trying to find it. Forget it. I can't find it.
What did you want?
I wanted the Keith Morrison thing, you know?
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, death, infection, and more. Not only is a BBL surgery risky, but there's one bizarre, rather gross side effect that comes from the procedure that might make potential patients reconsider getting it done.
Okay.
It comes with a funky smell.
Oh, no.
Dr. Eric Anderson from Chicago-based Impressions Face and Body told the Daily Mail, this unexpected side effect is often described as a musty or sour smell.
Oh.
The team of experts at the South Shore Plastic Surgery Center said a smell is often expected for BBL patients after sweating or sitting for long periods. But there are a variety of other factors like tissue death, which is a BBL complication, and unhygienic habits, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, God.
That could cause someone with a Brazilian butt lift to have a smelly behind.
The next time you accuse me of going too far with something, I'm going to remind you of this tale, because this is disgusting.
If a patient was overfilled with the fat during the procedure, fat necrosis, which is when fatty tissue in the butt dies, can occur. As a result, a rancid smell can develop.
So
I believe on good authority, Rob and I have worked with multiple radio personalities who have undergone the Brazilian butt lift. That might have been what it was. I'm not quite sure.
I don't think it was, because you know why? It wasn't when he was sitting. It was just always.
Just look once. We will take a short break, and the show will continue, everyone. I hope you're enjoying yourself. But first, I want to mention to you that we have a wonderful sponsor, and they're called Ethos.
Yes.
And they are going to ask you, America, a question. Would your family be prepared financially if anything were to happen to you? The last thing you want your family to worry about is how they're going to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. Think about it, tuition, your mortgage, even funeral expenses. But with life insurance from Ethos, your family is protected. Ethos is an online platform that makes getting life insurance fast and easy. You can protect your family's future in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process, and it's 100% online. No medical exam required. You just answer a few health questions. You can get same-day coverage without ever leaving your house. With Ethos, you can get a free quote and customize a rate that fits your budget. 3 million families have completed their application and trusted Ethos to help find the right coverage. You should too. It's more affordable than you think. And I've seen folks that really have to struggle
when
a loved one passes.
Mm-hmm.
Protect yourself and protect your family. If you really love your family, you need to call Ethos. It's the right and proper thing to do. Protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ethos.com/TMOS. I wrote down here.
Maybe new italics or something in your copy when it's time to get serious. Because as soon as Ethos turns serious, Mike wants to giggle.
I'm sorry. I can't help
myself. You know, it's a fun show.
When Rob writes copy about people dying, I took out
the line you didn't like.
Right.
And so it's still
is the line that I hated was a or death.
You took care of them in life.
Now take care of them.
Now
in death.
Now take care of them in death.
Stop. No. It's horrible.
That's a funeral home ad.
All right, because we haven't gotten enough King's Dominion activity on this show. Let's talk about Rob's $40 hotel room.
Right.
Yes. What is the name of this fabulous? Is this officially the King's Dominion joint?
No, it's off property. And what I did is I knew that I was going to want to stay the night if I were going to stay and watch the fireworks, because if it's 10:15, 10:20 getting out of there, I don't want to drive home that late at night. And what I didn't anticipate was the jammed parking lot. So I didn't even get out of the parking lot of KD until 11. Luckily, the hotel was only 0.4 miles away. And I said, that's odd. Because I kind of know the town of Doswell. I don't know that I've seen a hotel. I know that there's like a...
Wait a minute. Did you make a reservation in advance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And right. Was this an overnight reservation or hourly?
It was just overnight. But good point.
The hookers will see you in the lobby next to the peanut vending machine.
So I put, were there a lobby? I went into the Google and I said, Doswell Hotel. And it... put me to this hotel, and then it said, would you like to try your rate on something? It wasn't one of the hotel services I'd heard of. It was like Cheapify or something like that. And they said, da-da-da-da-da, this is, and they called it an Oyo hotel, O-Y-O. And maybe I'm wrong. Oh,
I saw a sign for Oyo. And I said, I've never heard of that. It sounds nice.
Yeah. And I said, I think I've stayed in an Oyo hotel. So I clicked on it and I saw just a simple picture of a room that had at the base, you know, sometimes there's like a decorative runner of some sort. And this said Oyo. I said, you know what? This is probably a good place. How much? $40 plus $3 insurance in case something happens and taxes. The whole thing was like $48.50.
Like Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's not the insurance. It was for cancellations.
Ireland has that chain, but it's called Boyle. That's a Gangs of New York joke right there. I got that. We got business, Boyle. Hey,
see,
Boyle.
These pictures don't look horrible.
Well, they don't. And that's why I booked it.
And it's a motel.
When I got there, I drove around because it was all I saw. I was directed to a parking lot past the Burger King that said truck stop. I said, doesn't say hotel, but it guided me there. Waze did.
Now
so
that looks like a bare bones, but clean, comfortable room.
This looks like a budget inn.
So I walked up, I drove up to what the motel address was, and I saw the sign that said, open, 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 a buzzing neon sign, to a point that when I got out of my car, it was old-fashioned, I heard, because, you know, the big neon sign buzzes, and I go up to the sign that says open, and then taped is a piece of paper next to it. It says, closed. Please go to the truck stop to check in. So
Now, when you got there, yes. The lobby, or was it the classic motel lobby where you go through the glass doors and there's a desk on the right?
There would be if it had been open, because it wasn't open. There was a door, a sign on the door that was locked, and it said, go to the truck stop to check in.
So they that would indicate to me that the people at the truck stop probably own the motel as
I'm
well.
I'm putting this together even as we speak.
Okay.
Did you read any of the reviews before booking, or just go straight to the $40?
I read some of them were positive and some were not. It was sort of on the – and I've stayed go ahead, Josh.
What is this? Hotels.com listed as a 4.2 out of 10.
That's solid.
That's not horrible.
Right.
But then I click on lowest guest ratings. And it's everyone talking about how it's dirty, and it's the and it's below the bottom of the barrel.
Oh my God! All right, go ahead,
Rob.
So
what I did, Mike, is when I went in there, I grabbed a business card, and I found out that my hotel is actually known as the Doswell Truck Stop.
Okay.
And when I come in, there's a guy who is absolutely involved in his phone. I mean,
guy in the truck stop.
No, in the guy that's the.
The employee?
The attendant, the employee. He's locked on his phone.
Where are you right now?
I had to drive around to the truck stop entrance where it's in front of like 80,000 gas pumps and 18-wheelers are parked there gassing up, and then there's a store adjacent. So I followed the instructions of the sign. And
that's
I went
where
in
you found the guy on his phone?
The guy's in his phone. I said, hi, is this where I check in for the hotel? He said, 1 minute, boss. And then back to his phone. And I realized by hearing the sounds what he was doing. He was playing Candy Crush. But he wasn't ready to pull himself away from Candy Crush for me. Wow. So I'm just standing there.
Well, that's check one of the bad review. Right
and
there.
I saw a sign. It was printed and taped up above the almost where the cigarettes would be, you know, up high. Yeah. It's taped there. It says, effective March 2025. All truck drivers will pay for showers.
So this is a big truck stop then?
I guess.
Is this a big gift shop?
I mean, I don't have any way to compare it, but it's big.
No. Well, hold on. The space that you're in, if they have showers, it's probably not as big as like a Buc-ee's, but it's like a Pilot or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't go in to see the showers. I know that I was next to the Chrome shop, whatever
how about
that is.
How big would the gift shop have been?
It was comparable. What I was in was comparable to like a decent sized 7-Eleven.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Maybe a little deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so like a Pilot or a Flying J, the big truck gas stations.
And so he finally finishes his Candy Crush, and I dee 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 dee. It stops. He says, "How can I help you, boss?" I said, "I have a reservation. What's your name?" And we go through the whole thing, and he's photocopying my driver's license because it's paid for in advance. That's when, so help me, a trucker comes in a robe and shower shoes.
That'll stop you.
But really did it kind of threw me.
Did it stop you to walk away and just do the drive?
No, because my only safety move now was to get to the room where the showering trucker was not.
So the trucker is like parked outside, and instead of burdening himself by changing in the shower room, he's popping in with the robot.
Yeah, and don't forget, like a college student, he's got a plastic caddy with like soap and a razor.
That's the world, though, right?
I guess
that's where he's getting his showers. Why not, right?
So before he's attended to, the guy says, room 220, boss, two buildings down. So back in the car, back to the what looks like an abandoned motel.
Do you know what those numbers mean in the Doswell numerology chart?
I don't. Do you?
They mean murder.
God, you know what? I would have taken it at that
Was there a Victorian mansion on a hill next to where these rooms were?
No, there wasn't.
Okay.
There was a swimming pool with a cover on it that was coming off.
Now,
and why would you not open the swimming pool when you've had like 10 consecutive days of 90 degrees or hotter?
By the way,
now,
go ahead, John.
I've got a review here.
Thank you.
And I don't want to get to the whole review, but I want to get to the check-in process was not a problem. The only issue was that upon entrance to the room, it smelled like adult body fluid.
Oh.
Did you have that issue in your lobby?
No. Mine was, it smelled like child's body fluid. No.
It smelled like what?
Child's body fluid, not adult, but child. No, the room was
like a poopy diaper?
The room was relatively, the counter in the truck stop smelled like a counter in a truck stop, like smoke and Slurpees. That's what it smelled like. But my room had no appreciable
odor.
That
was my, how did you know that was my radio name when I worked at that small station in Herndon?
What's that?
I'm Smoke. I'm Slurpee.
Oh, I forgot you took a partner.
It's the Smoke and Slurpee Show.
So I get to the room, and you know what? I'll give them plus one for having the air conditioning on full blast. It was nice and cool when I got in the room, and I found the light switch because it was dark, and I flipped it, and I got no light. So I used my phone to find a lamp, and I go over to the lamp and turn the switch. That doesn't come on. And so I think, and I go back to, in the back of there is like a, I guess almost like a vanity, a sink outside of where the tub is.
Back of the room?
Yeah, all the way in the back. So I go there, and that light comes on. The light over the vanity comes on. Not the light in the bathroom, but the light in the vanity comes on. So now I can see that they have left out for me a towel. That's the only thing that's on the vanity. You would think maybe there might be like a plastic cup.
All right, when you go in there, is it a stand-up lamp that doesn't work?
Yes, a stand-up lamp.
And then next to the bed, is there either a lamp or...
There are two wall-mounted lamps because
wall-mounted.
I got two full-size beds. One of them did. One of them did. And so I did what I needed to do. I had to pee, and I flushed the toilet. And the toilet ran for about 28 minutes before it filled up. It was just not okay. And I looked, and the tile and everything was clean-ish. But what bothered me was in any place there should be like a sharp corner in a room, like a 90-degree angle.
Curlies.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. But whatever had been rounded into it, it had rounded it out. It had filled in the hole. It had smoothed it so they were all curved. So I said, gross. You know what? I don't think we're going to shower here tomorrow because this is really horrifying.
It's nasty.
Go ahead.
I can't believe you slept in this bed.
Yeah, well, I was fully clothed. Well, not fully clothed, but I kept on shorts and a t-shirt. I wasn't going to get
Did you get involved. Underneath?
Yes, not the sheets.
Well, actually, they'll tell you underneath is usually better than on top, because on top could have anything.
I think I laid on the sheet with no blanket. Oh, good, good, good.
I will start by saying this property is fully aware that they have a mouse and bed bug infestation.
Oh my god!
They moved me to a second room, and this room had a huge hole in the wall. And plenty of rat poop on the beds.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Do you have a date on that? Just out of curiosity.
July 3rd.
I know, right?
June 6th, 2025, 3 weeks ago.
There you go, pal.
Wow. Well, I saw none poop, and I had all the lamps on. I had the two working lamps on at this point. I saw no poop, and I saw no evidence of bed bugs.
Oh, my God.
But it was... What was really nice is when the sun came up and I got to see the way the landscaping was. It really is lovely. Almost no grass, but it felt like I was in an abandoned, and there's nothing creepier than an abandoned hotel, because I got up in the morning and nobody anywhere.
Was there noise while you were trying to get to sleep? Because
just the noise of passing trains, Mike. Because
no, like people being obnoxious or anything.
No.
That?
I don't think there was anyone else there. I did see as I was walking to the, it was second level, so I was walking to the stairs. I saw that in the overnight, two had put their refrigerators out on the walkway outside. I don't know why you would abandon a refrigerator unless it was making a lot of noise. But two people did that with their refrigerator.
Did you see any employees while you were there?
Not a single one. Not a single one. But when he handed me my hotel key, it was room 220. He took, which I didn't even know they made them anymore, a manual price gun that we used to have in the grocery business that you would click and it leaves the price sticker on, right? So he pulls out my plastic credit card style key, ka-chunk, puts a blank price tag on it and writes 220 because that's my room. And then he hands it to me and he says,
well, at least it wasn't like a regular key. At least they had modern technology.
True. They had the modern technology of that. But I would say that I would say that I got my $40 worth.
Oh my God.
And I'll not stay there again. I will not.
Have you had your fill now? Have you had your fill of KD? I mean, are you about done?
You mean for the rest of my life?
No, I mean for the rest of like the summer.
We'll
Mike,
see.
He's got one more free pass.
I do.
That's also, all it is, right? All it is. He's going because it's free.
No, and there's also, I mean, there's no ceiling on the free passes. I could get more, but I'm only going to go now if someone wants to go with me. And I had a marvelous time.
What percentage
time
would you give that someone will want
that
to
we'll
go
back before the end of the season?
No. What a percentage that anyone will want to go with you?
Bagel. 0%. No one wants to be with me.
0.0.
No one wants to go to the park. And Mike, most of all, no one wants to deal with rats and bed bugs.
Oh, bed bugs. Rats on the rats on the east side, bed bugs uptown.
Doswell Bus Truck Stop, Mike. G. Singh, general manager.
Fantastic. The show continues, but first I want to tell you that despite shooting them with sparkling fountains, rockets, and even the bear, bugs can still visit you after your attack with fireworks. It's summer, after all. Bugs are thriving.
Yeah.
So if you've got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started for just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, your bugs, and your climate. The kit will include a reusable electronic sprayer, a mixing bag, pesticide, glove, and instructions. Simple instructions.
It's
anyone.
So easy.
You can kill your bed bugs when you get back from the Doswell Motel. You can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. Spend a little extra time by the suitcase. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. And best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Because Pesty is the bestie.
Bestie.
Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Beat it, insects. Scram!
Scram!
Scram now.
I think we should bring that word back, scram.
Scram, pal.
We don't say it enough, yeah.
Scram! There you go.
Get to that hotel and scram.
Scram, see? Yeah. That's your
cue. I probably should have driven home.
Yeah. You have a beautiful video for us?
In another break.
No, we're on the, this is the last break, isn't it?
No,
it's not.
We have one more.
Are we that late?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's all right.
I forgot. That was so, you know what? I was so riveted by that, I completely forgot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate amazing. The fact that you liked it and that I have no open source.
Wow.
I'm not secreting anything.
Well, I mean, they are pretty much invisible, so be aware of that.
Sure.
I did want to say this, that, the idea of baseball fans everywhere as we approach it, the deadline, trading deadline, is buyers and sellers. I will give, because this is a short break, I will give Mr. Soroka 1 minute to explain his team and what they will be up to and my team and what they will be up to.
I'm all positive about my team because we swept the Atlanta Braves this weekend.
Wow, you swept the Braves. All right.
Yeah, so an exciting time to the Orioles seem to be hitting on all cylinders. Then I looked at the fact that we went for the month of June, we went like 30-17. Okay. Real good.
That's
real
good.
June. Yeah. Well, that's those numbers can't be right because that's way too many games. But we went like 27-12 or something like that. A really good June, mm-hmm. and we gained a whole half game in the standings. So that's a little discouraging.
My Boston Red Sox, I'd like to apologize to, we have many, many Nationals fans in our listening audience, and my sincere apologies for the Red Sox getting the manager and the general manager of the Washington Nationals.
That's not
fired.
An apology. That's no. A you're welcome.
Oh, really? Because they were, well, you know more about them than I do.
When your manager is that bad that you want him gone, mm-hmm. so you're thankful that a team knocks him out.
So long. What was the manager's name of the Nationals? I forgot what his
Lasorda,
name was.
Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda. Earl Weaver. Lou Piniella, as we go deeper and deeper into that. I would like to see my beloved Red Sox be buyers at the deadline. You are still in the hunt, even though you're having kind of a meh season.
What do they need, Mike? What do they need to shake it up?
They need another starting pitcher.
Okay.
And they need a power hitting first baseman.
Maybe
that's
someone like Rafael Devers.
The guy they let go. The guy that they traded because they traded him to the San Francisco Giants because they're stupid.
You too, when you
know what I've
baseball,
heard? Can I tell you seriously about Rafi Devers, Josh?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. Rafi Devers is clubhouse cancer. He's
correct.
Poisonous. He's poisonous. And by the way, he hasn't done dickily wickily since he went to the San Francisco Giants. So there,
that is
San
true.
Francisco Giants. He had one decent game. And that was, that was interestingly enough, against the Boston Red Sox. So other than that, that's it. That's what.
And it's nice to see the Yankees struggle.
They
lost like six in a row.
Bumped out of first place by the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, Rob, what is your analysis of the second half of the season? What do you see happening after the All-Star break?
I say watch those Blue Jays because of the their Canadian brutes. They will probably sneak in, play an away game, and attack.
Well, tariffs are going to make it tough.
It's going to be interesting. All right, well, play your music again.
Okay, very good.
Thank you for that. Thank you, baseball fans. Hope you appreciated that. We've got a very brief look at the beautiful video coming up. But first, I want to tell you about the most interesting person at the next party. You know who it's going to be?
Who?
It's going to go you.
You?
It's going to go to you. Don't tell them that you went to a popular theme park all by yourself and you swarmed by all your beloved fans. You were swarmed. Hold on, let me read that again.
Yes.
All right, I'll take it from the top.
Okay.
How would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party you go to?
I'd love that.
Don't tell them that you went to a popular theme park all by yourself and that you swarmed by all of your beloved fans. What does that mean?
Meant to say you were swarmed by.
Because all that is a lie.
It is
instead,
a lie. No one saw me.
Just show up with a bottle of wine with a truly unique story. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Get it with our code. You can get six bottles of wine, $39.99. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code for both the code and password. That's TMOS. You'll get six bottles of wine, $39.99. You can't beat that. Shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and the code for six bottles of wine, $39.99. Even better than the original Bomb Pop. And that's pretty good. Here's an editor's note. Bomb Pop, the Bomb Pop shape, and the tricolor design are registered trademarks of Wells Enterprises, Inc., Lamar's, Iowa, 51031. Thank you all
very much. I
didn't
know they were made in Iowa.
That's right. He was eager.
Like that.
He was eager to get to
video.
That.
Beautiful video.
Yeah, you were eager to get to that.
Oh, Frank and Jack, Mike.
WMAL AM 63, the number one voice in Washington.
This guy makes me laugh. He is forever coming up on my TikTok feed. I think his name is John. It doesn't matter. He does impressions of people that have crushes on other people. And I'll just give you one to give an idea. This is, I believe, for someone named Ruby.
Impression of a straight man who has a crush on a girl named Ruby. Ruby. Rubes. Ruby booby. Ha 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 ha.
That's what he does. He just pretends to be a guy with a crush. You don't find any humor in that at all?
I need to. What's he doing again?
I don't get the context that he has a crush on the person. He's just calling out a name.
Yeah, but that's the
is
name.
Is he like the guy in The Office on Saturday Night Live?
No, no. He is saying that.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Rupster. Rubby-doo.
That a straight guy, if he has a crush on a gal named Ruby, he's going to affect the way he talks to her. And this is the way he would greet her.
I'll try it a second time.
Okay, here we go.
Question of a straight man who has a crush on a girl named Ruby. Ruby. Rubes. Ruby booby. Ha 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 ha.
Maybe it's just me.
It is.
Oh, okay. Well, here's another one you might not care for. Yeah, he is.
Okay, but he's doing an impression of what he thinks a straight guy would say to Ruby.
Exactly. Okay. And there's a million of them. So click once and you will get them all. Mike, do you remember? I have never seen this clip before, so it shocked me.
Is that how you greeted Carrie?
What's with
Carrie?
What?
Carrie Weary. Carrie Berry, Berry Dairy, Scary Carrie.
I don't greet her anymore.
Thanks for coming to KD with me, Carrie.
You ready to end it? You ready? You done with it? You ready to end it?
I got bug bites on my arm from sleeping.
Divorce of wars. Okay. When Dan Rather was attacked by the people that kept asking him what the frequency was,
Kenneth, what's the frequency?
Exactly. And that actually inspired an REM song. This is news footage that was labeled mystery news footage because they don't know the anchor or the station. But this is the guy that I think should cover all news stories. This is him reporting that story live on television.
He was walking down Park Avenue when two men approached him and asked, "What's the frequency?" Rather did not know what the men were talking about at the time. And because he didn't have the answer, they beat him off.
That's a twofer. You totally redeemed yourself with the first one.
Yeah, sometimes.
Can you roll that again? I enjoyed it, Mike, so much just looking at that guy's glasses.
It's called Comedy Hills and Valleys.
He was walking down Park Avenue when two men approached him and asked, "What's the frequency?" Rather did not know what the men were talking about at the time. And because he didn't have the answer, they beat him off and then ran off. CBS and Rather.
Now, I think if you take the audio from the first video and the video of the second video, you might have
something.
Got something?
All right. Mike, as you know, Live Aid, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary.
Oh, I thought we just did that for a week.
No, no. We're doing it for the month. And here is another great band that was there. They were in the evening at Wembley. Here's The Who.
Who?
Oh, wait.
That's not The Who.
I didn't know they had so many members.
That's not The Who.
There's a guy in the front row that knows all the motions.
Oh, yeah, he's dancing along. Let's go back to the tape. He's in green shorts. We'll see him after this gentleman leaves.
Is he coaching them?
No. Is he part of the team or just a guy?
He's just a fan. Mike,
that's your guy. You two should be hanging out.
That's not my guy. That's
is
not
that
my
the park?
Guy. That is the park. That's their 50th anniversary show.
That's just a normal like park attendee that knows all the hand motions. To
sure.
The...
Well, people get excited for the 50th. Mike, I was kidding, of course. Here's actually what The Who did. Okay. They still had it together back then.
All right, that's kind of choppy.
But pretty good, though.
Yeah. They were, they're babies compared to rockers nowadays, right?
True enough. Let's close with this, Mike. Thank God this didn't happen on our fireworks show.
Okay.
This is I think this youngster is too old. I mean, not old enough, I should say. This youngster is underage to be holding a Roman candle. Okay. And so if I was the mom, I wouldn't punish him for running inside with it.
Stop moving.
Stupid. I know.
Hold it up. Hold it up. Legend, come here. Legend.
Yep. America. He came back out, or they grabbed it.
I think they grabbed him.
There we go.
As a rule, I'm not. I don't like to paint with a broad brush, but as a rule, fireworks are outdoor fun. That's all. I think. Do we have Mike?
I don't think we have Mike.
All right, Mike. I know that you're holding up a sign that says "Best Beautiful Video Ever." Thank you so much. It was perfect. We'll be back tomorrow, and we're going to fix Mike's audio. And, yeah, tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Remember, starting at 4:15 Eastern time. And I hope you're watching the video because Mike is waving, which is nice. And we will talk to you later. For Mike O'Mara, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I'm over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.